The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, folks. This is Al Whitney, sitting in for John Stepmiller on the National Intel Report on January 19th. 2018. John is still under the weather. I hope he gets better real soon. I hope he's drinking his orange juice and taking his vitamin C and staying hydrated and all that good stuff. So maybe he'll be better by Monday. But I got the call that it would be appreciated if I would sit in for him tonight. So I said, sure, be happy to. Well, I know John likes to cover current events a lot on this program. And I ran into one that I'd like to share because I think it's really important. I don't know how many are aware of it. As I don't watch the mainstream media, I can't tell if it's been announced on the national news or not. I do have my husband watching for me, but he only reports back on so much. I just can't stand it anymore. I mean, the lies that they tell on mainstream media just make me crazy. But as of January 22nd, 2018, changes occurred. ID requirements are changing to fly commercial airlines in the United States. I don't know if John's talked about the National ID Act. I remember it was being discussed quite a few years ago, and I didn't pay much attention to it until recently when I lost my driver's license, and all of a sudden the whole thing came right rushing into my awareness. But in January 2005, they passed the National ID Act, and a lot of the states were unhappy and weren't going to comply. They felt it was overreach. So there was a back and forth debate and dispute, and in fact, not all states have completely complied even today. But the Real ID Act was submitted to the Federal Register on January 29, 2008. It included statutory authority and regulatory history. This is what they do when they change these regulations. They submit this formal paperwork to the Federal Register. And I'm reading from that submission that you can get. In fact, it's on the TSA website. That's where I got it. It's out there for all to see. It's long, it's lengthy, it's wordy, but it's there if anybody wants to read it. But I'd like to read a couple excerpts and then explain how that's going to affect all of us. And if callers could wait until I kind of get through this, I'd appreciate it, because I'd like to present this and get some feedback from the listeners to see how they feel about this. This is what it says on their website, and this is what they submitted to the Federal Register. I think most of you are aware of what we call problem reaction solution, which is how they commonly make changes in policies. They create the problem, and then they have something that, oh my gosh, there's this terrible problem, we need a solution, and then they implement the solution that they wanted all along. Well, as I read through this, you'll see how that was used to get the Real ID Act passed. Okay, here's what they say in the National Register. During the terrorist attack on the United States on September 11th, 2001, all but one of the terrorist hijackers acquired some form of identification document, some by fraud, and used these forms of identification to assist them in boarding commercial flights, renting cars, and other necessary activities leading up to the attacks. See the 9/11 Commission report. Now, there's a joke. Final report of the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks Upon the United States, dated July 2004. Page 390 of the 9/11 Commission report states, the 9/11 Commission recommended implementing more secure sources of identification for use in, among other activities, boarding aircraft and assessing vulnerable facilities. In its report, the Commission stated, secure identification should begin in the United States. The federal government should set standards for the issuance of birth certificates and sources of identification, such as driver's licenses. Fraud in identification documents is no longer just a problem of theft. At many entry points to vulnerable facilities, including gates for boarding aircraft, sources of identification are the last opportunity to ensure that people are who they say they are and to check whether they are terrorists. Okay, problem, reaction, solution. So they established what they call the Real ID Act. Okay, in January, the Department of Homeland Security posted signs in many airports around the country to enforce the Real ID Act. The Real ID Act, which was passed in 2005, was a response to the Mossad's attack of 2011-2001. And I say that per Alan Sobrowski of the U.S. Army War College. It is he. You can do a search on the internet. Alan Sobrowski, 9/11. He has done a thorough investigation, and he has told people in the Pentagon that had he had an opportunity to take these facts that he discovered into any court of law, he is absolutely certain, should it be a fair court of law, that they would convict Mossad agents for doing 9/11. That's how certain he was that Israel, with help from people in the United States White House, did 9/11. Okay, so they're changing the ID requirement starting January 22nd. You will need a driver's license or ID from a state compliant with the Real ID Act. A state that has an extension for compliance or an alternative ID to fly. For Real ID Act information and a list of accepted IDs, visit TSA.gov. Okay, that's what they've got on their website. Now, what they've got hanging in airports, however, is a list of the states that are not yet compliant. And these states that they have listed are Kentucky, Maine, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Washington. It isn't clear if they're going to say to people with driver's license from those states they cannot board a commercial airline, since most of them are in the process of establishing a compliance with the Real ID Act. As you can imagine, if a state, and like California, is in the process, but let's just say California says, well, we were going to comply and then we changed our mind. Well, by doing this, that would mean all of the people in California who have a California driver's license, but they don't have a U.S. passport, they don't have a U.S. military ID card. All they have for ID is a driver's license or a state-issued ID. None of them would be allowed to fly. That's the same kind of shenanigans. I think some of you may remember when the governor of Texas says he wasn't going to allow TSA in his airports in the state of Texas, the response of the federal government was, well, then we won't let our planes fly into your state. So he quickly changed his mind. But that's what all of the states will do, people, if they are told that people with their state driver's license cannot board commercial airlines. The uproar of the Californians or the Pennsylvanians and all of these others would be so great that I'm sure the pressure would be put on the state to comply. Okay, so basically they have another layer that has been laid upon getting a driver's license or a state issue ID. Sadly, and realistically, this has been my experience, and those listening can call and tell me what theirs have been, but sadly, it would appear to me the real ID, which is in Ohio, Ohio complied, that's what my driver's license is now being required for more than just flying. It is being required for many purposes, such as cashing a check, opening a bank account, getting a document notarized, or seeing a physician or a healthcare facility. When my close relative was in the emergency department, I couldn't get in to see him without showing my driver's license. They have a guard right at the entrance, and they had to investigate my purse. They had to search my purse, and they had to see my driver's license before they would let me in. So this little thing we call a driver's license or a state ID, which you can have as an alternative to a driver's license if you don't drive, is being implemented everywhere throughout all of these systems. So how is this being done, you kind of wonder. Well, they claim it's all being done to prevent identity theft. That's what they always say. That's their solution to the problem. And the authority to mandate that we comply is coming directly from the executive branch of the U.S. federal corporation. In this case, the Department of Homeland Security, under emergency powers, which President Trump renewed in October 2017, Executive Order 13814, and it was called Declaration of National Emergency by Reason of Certain Terrorist Attacks. I have said this so many times on the radio that the war on terror, and Aaron Russo admitted this in an interview that Nick Rockefeller told him they were going to create a war on terror because it would be never ending. There would never be an enemy that could be identified, so they could keep this national emergency renewing it and renewing it and renewing it, because there's no end to a war when there's no identifiable enemy. And that is what's happened. That is why Trump renewed it in October. The president before him, Obama, renewed it every year. It's been renewed every year since 1933, when they first introduced the national emergency. At that time, it was done as part of the National Emergency Banking Act. But not one president since that date has missed the opportunity to renew emergency powers, which most of you can guess by now are most certainly not constitutional. I've talked about this on many shows. If this is new to you, you can go to my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. There is a link at the top for source documents. Scroll down and click on Senate Report 93549, which was written in 1973 to describe and expose what this ongoing national emergency does and what authority it gives to the White House. They have been doing this ever since 1933, some 80 years. So let's take a closer look at the driver's license and what has changed using Ohio, which is in compliance with the Real ID Act, as an example. Because I live in Ohio, and I had lost my license and had to get a duplicate. They call it a duplicate. I went through this process, and that woke me up even more, just doing that. According to the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicle Driver's Manual, now again, we can presume that this is pretty much the same for every state. The BMV for every state that's compliant with the Real ID Act, because the requirements for the Real ID Act end up being in the state statutes, and then they are implemented by the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. According to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles Driver's Manual, to get a driver's license or state ID, certain documents must be presented to the Bureau of Motor Vehicle agent. A, proof of your legal name. B, proof of your date of birth. C, your social security number. D, proof of your street address. And E, proof of citizenship or legal presence. Those five documents are required. And they're very specific when they say the birth certificate. It has to be a certified copy with a seal on it. To prove your social security number, it has to be an official card, either from the Social Security Administration or Medicare. I think there are other, maybe military documents they might accept. Proof of street of address, you can use a recent banking statement. They have a list in their driver's manual of documents that they will accept, but they've got to have all five. Now, if any of these are in conflict with the others, more documentation will be required. This driver's manual that I mentioned is not on their website. It's basically not there for public consumption. I got a hold of it because I requested through public records access. Officially, I requested a copy and received it. It's like 185 pages for Ohio. And I started reading it, and there, the whole Real ID Act and everything that's being done on a state level is in there, including which documents they will accept and which documents they won't. So even if you're here on a temporary visa, they've got the documents that they will accept. If you don't have those documents, you don't get your driver's license, you don't get your state ID, you don't get your credential. They call it a credential. And they're very specific. Once you provide your documents, should they be accepted, you're then given an application to fill out and sign. Then if you pass all these hurdles, you are asked personal questions about yourself and your health, which the agent types into his or her own computer directly. The computer has been programmed to alert the agent if there's anything out of the ordinary. So as they're typing, it's going into a program, and it's being accessed by other databases. It has access to multiple databases. If the info you are providing is not the same as their stored data, they are instructed to call, and here's the term they use, the License Control Help Desk. So the little guy doing the paperwork is in no way, shape, or form making these decisions. It is the computer, the information being typed into the computer, and the program that has been written into the computer to alert that employee when there's a discrepancy. This is all based on the Real ID Act. Stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly. Just to stay alive, 'cause the heat is on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
This is Al Whitney. I'm sitting in for John Stampmiller tonight. And tonight we're talking about the Real ID Act and the fact that on the 22nd of January, there may be people in our country who will not be allowed to board their plane and take their flight if they don't have an ID from a state that's compliant with the Real ID Act or a passport. Or a driver's license from a state that's working on compliance and has been granted an extension. And that's the warning, and that's where this is going. It's obvious that's where this is going. In Ohio, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, this all got changed since 9/11. The Bureau of Motor Vehicles is a division of the Ohio Department of Public Safety, as is the Ohio Department of Homeland Security, which was funded by a grant from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security as a response to the so-called 9/11 terrorist attacks. So tracking it down in my state. I located when they started with this public safety, Ohio Department of Public Safety. I figured out that we do have an Ohio Department of Homeland Security and all of this on all their websites. When you look at them, when they started or what their purposes are, they were all started in response to 9/11, which was, I think most of you know that by now, it was pre-planned probably for years and carried out on schedule on September 11th. So I gave you the five things that must be there before they can give you a driver's license or a state credential. They like to call it a credential. Okay. One of them, the last one, was proof of citizenship or legal presence. And that can be the birth certificate. But looking at the driver's manual, I scrolled down and I found something really interesting. As there, this manual is for the agents, right, who are sitting behind the desks, or the deputy registrars who are in charge of the license agencies. Under the heading U.S. Citizenship and Legal Presence Requirements, this is what it says. All applicants are required to show proof of U.S. citizenship or legal presence. An applicant who answers yes when asked if he or she is a U.S. citizen and presents an Ohio credential, unexpired or expired less than 6 months, that means you're renewing your driver's license and you're showing them your old driver's license or the one you want to replace, is not required to present additional documentation to prove U.S. citizenship. An applicant who answers no when asked if he or she is a U.S. citizen must provide documentation to prove all five elements, including legal presence, regardless of any Ohio credential presented. So, if you say no, you're not a U.S. citizen of the federal corporation, they are going to make you cough up all those documents, the certified birth certificate with the seal, the Social Security card, proof of your street evidence. They're going to make you cough all of that up again. Even if your license hasn't even expired, they're going to ask you to cough all that up again, or they won't issue you a new driver's license. That's how they're going to punish you, basically, for saying you're not a U.S. citizen. Now, the acceptable document in this manual to prove U.S. citizenship or legal presence, number one, a birth certificate. The birth certificate must be either an original or a certified copy with a seal and issued by an appropriate governmental agency of any state, territory, or possession of the United States. So they will accept that as proof of legal presence if you say no, you're not a U.S. citizen. But here's the thing. There is no definition of U.S. citizen in either the driver's manual or the Uniform Commercial Code. So to answer yes or no honestly would therefore be an impossibility unless you registered yourself as a citizen of the United States Corporation for the purpose of voting. Once you do that, once you register to vote or become a registered voter, you are volunteering and signing up to be a citizen of the U.S. federal corporation. Therefore, you are under all its rules and regulations, up one side and down the other. Stay tuned and we will return.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product! It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Al Whitney, and I'm sitting in for John Stoutmiller, and we're talking about the real ID and what that means to me and you and pretty much everyone who lives in the United States, because, again, this is a national program that was put in place under the authority of the Emergency Powers Act. So, let's just say you don't believe that you are a citizen of the U.S. Federal Corporation, and you say no, that just means that you have to provide them. It's not saying you won't get the driver's license, but you have to provide them with additional documentation. Take it with you, be ready, and they would have to approve it. It would have to be in compliance with their records and their databases, and then they would, according to their manual, then they should be able to issue you a driver's license. Now, when you go in to get a driver's license, when I read the Real ID Act and I read the driver's manual, most of us don't know this. I was shocked to see that when you step up to the desk to apply and say, I'd like my driver's license renewed or whatever you're trying to get, my state ID, they take a picture of you right there. We all thought that the photograph didn't come until after you were processed and you were sitting down and they took the picture that would go on the photo ID. That is not the case. They take the picture right then and they check it with their database. If you somehow say no or you get denied the driver's license or the ID, they keep that picture in their files so that should you decide to go to another agency, it will pop up and warn them that you've already been turned down or you've already not cooperated. They don't tell you that. That's in the Real ID Act. I was shocked when I saw that. So they ask you these questions, some about your health and whether or not you want to be a donor, and they're typing all this stuff into their computer. You don't get a copy of the application you fill out. You don't get a copy of what they typed into the computer. That's not part of their process. Then they ask you to step up to the keypad, they call it, okay, the signature pad. And there they have some questions that flash on the screen, and you are to mark yes or no or whatever. Do you affirm? And finally, you move to your signature. What was interesting, when I filled out the application, and I've said this on my show, and I think I said it on John's show in December, when I originally filled out the application to replace my lost driver's license, I put without prejudice above my signature. And he announced that I would not be getting a license that day. And that's when I got wind to the fact there's this driver's manual. He said, we can't accept a without prejudice or UCC references on your application. He wrote on a little piece of paper, BMV-driver's manual. And he gave me the phone number of what I later found out would be that license control help desk. That's when I got wind of this, that something else was going on. So I did my research, and I found out that the Ohio Revised Code did indeed accept without prejudice, and it was statute 1301.308. So I just couldn't quite believe. I thought, well, maybe this guy's got it wrong. That's when I contacted the public records people and asked for a copy of the BMV driver's manual. And lo and behold, when I got my copy there on page 58, it's a little section on signature, and there it was. Number two, Ohio does not permit additions to the signature, such as without prejudice or UCC references, in big print. So, for those who don't know what that is, who haven't listened to my show or looked at some of the paperwork we put out there, let me read to you what that statute says. In Ohio, it's word for word what the Uniform Commercial Code statute is, which is 1-308, performance or acceptance under reservation of rights. A party that with explicit reservation of rights performs or promises performance or assents to performance in a manner demanded or offered by the other party does not thereby prejudice the rights reserved. Such words as without prejudice, under protest, or the like are sufficient. So that's important because I just explained tonight how many how many aspects of the real ID are in there that you're not told when you're renewing your driver's license. I mean, it's huge. It's huge. There's information gathered going into databases. They're sharing information state to state. Now you're finding out if you don't have this, you don't accept this terms, you don't get a driver's license, you don't get on board a commercial jet. I mean, it's huge. So when I looked at the signature page in the driver's manual, this is where the whole thing should come together for the listeners, how this scam is run. Because at the bottom of this page, this is again for that the little deputy registrars who are doing all the paperwork and getting everybody, you know, licensed and credentialed. Number six, and this is what it means when you sign on that little signature pad. I'm going to read you exactly per quote. The signature collected on the signature pad at the workstations for Ohio credential issuance, that's getting your ID or your driver's license, indicate the applicant agrees to and understands the information regarding the issuance. Let me read that again. The signature collected on the signature pad at the workstations for Ohio credential issuance indicate the applicant agrees to and understands the information regarding the issuance. Now, how many people understood any of what I was talking about tonight? I mean, before I mentioned it. But yet, to get a license, they want you to sign your name, and if you don't, you don't get the license, that you understand all the information behind the Real ID Act, how this information is gathered, what restrictions are going to be imposed on you. And you're saying right there, yeah, I understand it and I agree to it and that's fine with me. That's why it's so important to be able to reserve your rights under UCC 1-308, because you're signing that you agree and understand things that you don't even know about. I didn't know about this until I started looking at the Real ID Act. I understood reservation of rights, and I understood when you're asked to sign, I've talked about this on my show, when you're asked to sign your bank account, you've got a new bank account, sign here. There is so much regarding that new bank account that is not in their paperwork that you are not told. In fact, some of these say there's more information, but there's not enough room to put it in there. They tell you that there's undisclosed information, and yet they want you to sign that you understand it all and you agree to it all. This is the scam that is being run that I want people to understand. This is called an adhesion contract. Some people say it's a take it or leave it contract or agreement. You either agree to do everything we say, even though you don't know what's involved, or we're not going to let you play the game. We're not going to give you the driver's license. We're not going to give you the bank account. We're not going to let you get on the airplane. You either lie and say, yes, you understand it all, or we're not going to let you participate. And that's the sorry state of affairs that we're in now. If anyone has any comments or anything to contribute, now I'd be happy to take calls. And the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. This issue is really important for us to get through and understand what we're going to do with this. Because if the federal corporation is getting you to agree and consent to all of this insanity when they're not even telling you what it is, in their world, they call this ignorance of the law is no excuse. And yet, if you violate what they want, what they're doing, and you don't comply, blindly comply, their plan is either A, to not let you participate, which if you don't have a bank account, you're gonna be, you know, paying heck, I'm telling you. Most employers now, a lot of pension funds, Social Security, they all do direct deposits. So getting by without a bank account is going to be very difficult. And I keep seeing evidence that they won't let you into an emergency department and they won't let you to see a doctor without this ID, the real ID. So how are we going to do this? We're going to have to, I'm working with people on this right now. I think this is important. If we can't even reserve our rights when we're signing an adhesion contract, meaning you sign or you don't get the driver's license, if we can't reserve rights there, people, then we don't have any at all. That's what I'm hoping people will understand tonight. If you can't do that, you don't have any rights at all. And for the people who think they can get out from under the Social Security, I canceled my Social Security, they think, or I'm not a U.S. citizen. Again, try to get on an airplane. Try to see a doctor. And I guess some people function without a bank account, but that is, gosh darn near impossible as well. Now, do we have a caller there, Mike, or is that just a message for me? Oh, okay. Great. I couldn't tell. Yeah, we have a caller from North Dakota, I guess. Hello? Are you there? Oh, okay. Are you there? Hello? Well, he must have hung up. I guess he's not there. Okay. So anyway, we're trying to get people to understand the importance of this issue. I don't fly, but an awful lot of people do. An awful lot of people have relatives and friends and take vacations, and they'd still like the opportunity to fly. I never did fly. I have a fear of flying, and so I just don't do it. But a lot of people I know still do, and they want to be able to get on a commercial flight and go places. Okay, we have Richard calling in from Alabama. Richard, what do you think of all this?
Hey, am I on?
Yes, you are. Good evening.
Okay. You know, extremely rich people, like the Rockefeller family.
Right.
They don't have driver's licenses, and they don't have birth certificates, but they have trustees. Remember, you said, own nothing, control everything. They control the trustees. They have trust for everything.
Well, you know, did you ever hear that Aaron Russo interview that he did with Alex Jones? He was talking about Nick Rockefeller offered him an opportunity to be an insider. And he said they were going to offer ID cards to everybody, and if he was an insider, they would give him an ID card that said KMA. Do you remember that? I remember that vividly. And that means kiss my you-know-what. So I think they do have ID cards, but I think they have a special code on their ID card.
You mean a national ID card?
Yeah, for the special ones. You know, that everybody says, oh, this is one of those. We can't challenge that. We can't threaten it. And they give it to themselves.
Well, consider all of these people coming in from the Congo and Somalia.
Yes.
And they can't read, can't spell, can't do arithmetic. They're instantly qualified for the learning disability money.
Yes.
And they get an instant passport with instant citizenship, not a path to citizenship, but an instant citizenship.
Now, Richard, I'm not so sure about that. I was looking at the information. It looked like they have a refugee card. What do you think? Have you seen this? Is it possible they have a refugee card?
Well, this lady was interviewed by Jeff Rentz. She said she worked for Church World Services, and
okay.
She was in charge. her job was to help these Somalis and other people who couldn't read, didn't know a word of English, and didn't really understand anything. But it was her job to help them. And she said they got a passport immediately. They just took their picture right in the airport and stuck it on a passport, and instantly they were USA nationals and without any kind of test.
Yeah, I can believe that. I am looking at we're going to break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. We're talking to Richard in Alabama, and I believe Richard is talking about what some of us call illegal illegal aliens that have been snuck in here at night. However, the parties in charge want us to think of them as refugees.
Well, it's pretty much, it all means the same thing. We are in the same fix as the Palestinians. We think we have a nation, but our nation is extinct. It's destroyed. Yes. And all we have is this artificial citizenship with this corporation called United States, and it really just means we're doing business with them. And that's all it means. We're doing business with them, and they are doing business with the International Monetary Fund, which, contrary to popular superstition, is not any part of our government. It is the enemy of us. And we are being slowly handed over to the United Nations world government. We're becoming just like the Gaza Strip. And
I totally agree with you, Richard. And if you look up, if the listeners look up ID 2020 Alliance, ID2020.org, there is an alliance. This is international, okay? This is part of sustainable development. And they've been set up by the Rockefeller Foundation, believe it or not, funded seed money by them, to see that everyone on the planet has a digital identity that stays with them from birth till death. They want even the refugees to have a digital identity. And they want to connect your health care and vaccination record to this. We're talking about they're using the example of the Gavi, which is the Global Association for Vaccination and Immunizations. They want an immunization record for everyone on the planet so they can get everybody vaccinated.
And I'll bet the Rockefeller family will never have that ID.
Oh, no, they've got their own special guy, probably in gold or something. Yes, I'm glad you've got it, though. You get it. You really do understand who the players are. Thank you. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Richard? We have other callers.
Oh, well, I had an idea. I painted not a contract on the collar of my T-shirt. I painted it in white shoe polish.
Yeah.
And it's on my driver's license. Well, it's on my driver's license photo. And they didn't complain about it. I wonder if that means anything.
I don't know. That's not a bad idea. But I did look at... I looked at the requirements of the photo in the driver's manual, and it did say you can't be wearing a hat unless it's a religious item that you wear all the time. You can't have your hair over your forehead. And... we now have a biometric idea. They want both eyes open, looking directly in the camera.
Yeah.
Okay, stay tuned, folks. We're going to go to break, and we'll be back at the top of the hour.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.